God made the world.
Filled it with seeds and signs of fertility.
Filled it with life and song and variety.
All that is green, deep, blue, and growing.
God is the man who created you.
All that is tender, firm, fragrant, and curious.
God is the man who created you.
All that crawls, flies, swims, walks, or is motionless.
God is the man who created you.
All that speaks, sings, cries, laughs, or keeps silence.
God is the man who created you.
All that suffers, lacks, limps, and longs for an end.
God is the man who created you.
The world belongs to God.
The earth and all its people.
Let us pray. Pour your grace into our hearts, O Lord, that we who have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, announced by an angel to the Virgin Mary, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's join in Psalm 8. O God, our God,
taken no pleasure. Then I said, See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. When he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These are offered according to the law. Then he added, see, I have come to do your will. He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ Jesus once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be born. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is the feast day of the Annunciation. The Annunciation to Mary. Or, as it has historically and patriarchally been called, the Annunciation of our Lord. This is one of my favorite celebrations in the church year. It doesn't get the acclaim of Christmas and Easter, and perhaps with good and obvious reasons. But, if it were not for the Annunciation, or the result of the Annunciation, neither Christmas nor Easter would have happened. I once read, and I wish I could remember who to give credit for this thought, that Mary first had to give her body for Christ so that Christ could give his body for the world. If you know who that came from, please let me know. Another part of this day that always grabs my attention is the conversation between the angel Gabriel and the young virgin Mary. I never grow weary of that interchange. It always gives me a chuckle. While this is one of the most frequently depicted scenes in history, my little image of this event is in no way akin to the paintings and portraits of the masters and the way they have represented it. In my mind, I envision this slightly uncomfortable yet oversized angel with wings slightly bent to fit into the cramped space of Mary's home, and a young girl brow wrinkled in disbelief at what she is witnessing. The conversation, as we have heard in Luke, goes something like this. Gabriel, who in my mind is reading off this crumpled sheet of paper that he's brought with heaven, in his most official sounding voice says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." And Mary, with this really quizzical look on her face, we hear, was perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. And this is where I chuckle, like Betty is, and think to myself, no kidding. Perplexed. Wondered what sort of greeting this might be. Let me tell you, if you had a giant, comfortable, uncomfortable angel in your living room, giving you a pronouncement from God and calling you a favored one, perplexed is not the first word that's going to come to your mind. Gabriel continues to tell Mary what the plan is. And he's waiting on with bated breath, crossing his wing tips, and I don't mean men's shoes here, that all the heavenly hosts are praying with all their might and sending good karma to Mary. And knowing that the whole of eternity, the very plan of God, depends on this moment in time. And she says, here am I, let it be with me according to your word. Good answer, Mary. The answer that the hosts of heaven are always standing on the tiptoe of anticipation, waiting to hear, is, here am I. And that's what Mary said, and the whole of heaven let out a great sigh of relief. And the party began, and the host of heaven began to dance and sing because she gave the right answer. And God's plan would be fulfilled. And that's all good and well, but what does that have to do with any of us so many years later? What does that young woman mean to you and to me? Over the centuries, the church has done everything it could to remove Mary from you and me. They have beatified Mary so that she is in many minds one step away from human. But that's the wrong way to understand this young Virgin Mary. She's very human. A very human person. A very human girl. A very human young girl. Nothing special. Any more than you're special and I'm special. Which is very special. But actually, very little is known about her. And unfortunately, very many things have been made up about Mary. That's what we do when we don't know. We make things up. And in many ways, it's much easier for us if Mary is somehow less human, more divine than we are. If she's somehow removed, if she doesn't suffer the same flaws of humanity, such as temptation and sin, if Mary is not like us, then we don't have the same responsibility that she does. That's an easy out, and one we cannot allow ourselves to accept. Mary was a human girl. She had every opportunity to say no. And therefore, in saying no to Gabriel, to say no to God. God can work without us. But for some foolish God reason, God chooses to involve us in his unfolding plans. He chooses to work through us. Let us recommit ourselves to responding as Mary did. Here am I. Let it be with me according to your word. Amen. Please stand for the affirmation of faith. We believe in God above us.
Sun and moon, of water and earth, of male and female, we
Holy Spirit from Pentecostal fire, life-giving breath of the church, spirit of healing and forgiveness, source of resurrection, and the heart everlasting. Amen.
Holy God, maker of all,
have mercy on us.
Jesus Christ, servant of the poor,
have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, breath of life,
have mercy on us.
Let us in silence remember our own faults and failings. I confess to God and in the company of all God's people that my life and the life of the world are broken by my sin.
God forgives you, Christ forgives you, and the Spirit enables you to grow in love.
Amen.
We confess to God and in the company of all God's people that our lives and the life of the world are broken by our sin.
May God forgive you, Christ renew you, and the Spirit enable you to grow in love.
Amen.
We have a song.
Our offertory hymn is 70 in the entry book.
Around a table, Jesus took bread, and having blessed it, he broke the bread and gave it to his friends, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took wine, and having given thanks for it, he gave the cup to his friends, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant. Take this and share it in remembrance of me." So now, following Jesus' example, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of the world through which God will bless us. And as Jesus offered thanks for the gifts of the earth, let us also celebrate God's goodness.
Blessed are you, O God, for you have brought forth bread from the earth. Blessed are you, O God, for you have created the fruit of the vine. Moses and his people out of bondage, and refreshed them with food in the wilderness. You gave Mary, Joseph, and Jesus their daily bread to share. And here at your table, you offer us bread and wine for the journey, to nourish us as sons and daughters. And so, with all our sisters and brothers, before us and beside us, we join in the song of your heavenly greatness.
Lord Jesus Christ, be present with us now, as we do hear what you did in an upstairs room. Breathe your spirit upon us and upon this bread and this wine, that they may be heaven's food and drink for us, renewing, sustaining, and making us whole, and that we may be your body on earth, loving and caring in the world. You are above us, O God, you are beneath, you are air, you are earth, you are the size, you are within. Without you are the betrayed, suffering people in the whole world. Just as you are in the broken body of Jesus, we now account for all that concerns us as we come to this table together. Let us offer our own intercessions, both spoken and unspoken. Today we pray especially for Andrew Skinner and his family, Jillian Bonds, Marie Moody, Billy and Sharon, Evelyn Isbell, Marion Montague, Kayla Darby, Sue Webb, Breezy Finley, Charles Livingston, Krista Smith, Louise Medley, Greg Laney, Nikki Mosley, Sharon Cobb, Evelyn and Nick Palumba, Lou Kairos, for Martha Thompson, Ken Hutchison, and Linda Johnson. We also pray for our parish retreat this weekend. Pray for the repose of Pamela Stewart. Lord, in your mercy, please join in the Lord's Prayer from the Maori. Eternal Spirit,
earth maker, name bearer, life giver, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in human heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, protect us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the very world that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
Behold, the bread of heaven is broken for the life of the world. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
75.
Body of Christ.
Before I dismiss you, we're going to sing one more song.
I think we're doing the new one.
before I dismiss you, I was asked to make one announcement. And that is, at this date and time, we only have 6 people signed up for the Seder on the Monday of Holy Week. And unless we have more than 6 people sign up, we will not be having a Seder. So, if you would like to take part in the Seder, and if you would like for us to have a Seder, please sign up tonight, or ASAP. And there's sign-ups in the back of the church in the narthex. There's also sign-up sheets on the wall in the office wing. And that's the only announcements I have that I know of. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
And thanks be to God.
The peace of God be always with you.
And also with you.
Yeah.